and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. This week, I was joined by globally recognized relationship and love coach, Sammy Wunder. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. As well as being a love coach, Sammy Wunder is an author and CEO of her company that empowers women worldwide to keep and find love. Her proven methods have been featured in Forbes, Time Magazine, and the Huffington Post, gaining international attention for transforming modern dating. Known for her revolutionary dating theory of not becoming exclusive until a man proposes, Sammy personally experienced its success getting engaged within 9 months and now having enjoyed over 6 years in a blissful marriage and now a mum of two boys. Sammy and I were talking about how she has created this incredible online community with her Facebook group, Wunder Divas, and also her YouTube channel. One of the key points from our conversation was that Sammy did get in early on the Facebook group. So she did start her group over 10 years ago now, which I think was probably a really great time for Facebook groups. She spoke a lot about how much value she was giving, all the questions and the engagement that she was putting into that group to really grow that audience. Fast forward over 10 years and her focus seems to be more so on YouTube now, and she's regularly creating and uploading impactful videos, answering questions across her topic of all things love and relationships. Through these communities, clients are getting in touch and they're either working with her team of coaches, or if they are a celebrity or a multimillionaire entrepreneur, they are able to access her one-to-one. One of the things that I picked up from our conversation was how consistently Sammy has shown up across her audience, how she is very visible, putting out lots of content. She spoke about how she batches her content. She seemed to have quite a good structure to her weeks. So batching content, engaging with her audience, and then having set days to run her programs or do her coaching. I also really liked the way that Sammy was able to frame why you should become more visible. So we spoke about, you know, if someone is an introvert or they feel uncomfortable with putting themselves out there, how can they then do it in a way that doesn't feel icky, that feels like they're really connecting with their audience in a genuine way? And Sammy threw that back to say, why would you not? If you are an expert in your subject and your topic, then you're actually doing people a disservice by not sharing your knowledge and experience. And I do think that is a really great way to reframe any negative thoughts or any doubts around getting visible. It's something that I often speak to clients about who perhaps are nervous about putting themselves out there. And it really is just a great way of looking at it and getting more comfortable with sharing your knowledge. Sammy spoke about the value of gaining testimonials from clients. I think she said she had something like 1,100 in the early days, and she received those via video. So she was able to use video testimonials throughout her community, on her website, sales page, etc. And I think that's a really valuable way of getting testimonials because you can reuse them in different formats across different platforms. So my take action from this week's topic is going to be around mindset. I think what came through loud and clear was this feeling that we owe it to our communities and to our potential clients to be able to show up and share what we know. Now, for some of us, that is going to be something that we're already doing that we feel quite comfortable with, and maybe you just need to do a bit more of it and be more consistent. But for some of the listeners, you will be listening and just thinking, oh, I'm so much more comfortable being a lurker, and who wants to hear from me? I've got nothing interesting to say, which is what a lot of people think, and it is so not the case. So my challenge this week is going to be to do something around the mindset, to be going and looking for some great resources that are going to help you get in the zone and feel more comfortable with being visible. Whether that be that you go onto YouTube and you find some fantastic people to follow that are going to give you that nudge to get visible, whether it's some meditation or some mindfulness or just something that gets you all fired up, that is going to be the task for this week, to go and find a source of inspiration so that you too can get yourself out there. So there we have it. My take action for the week and my summary of this week's show. As always, let me know how you get on, and I will see you next week.